Oh, it's grown enormously. It's at least twice the size, because when we came here, this Secrets were still milking their cows, and then he retired, and neither of his brothers, who also had farms, sort of not local but fairly near, they didn't want to take over because they were getting on towards retirement, and he sold out to Hornby and Clark, who had a farm up at Petersham. So they became the milk supplier, and eventually Express Dairies bought it. But his farmhouse was pulled down, the yard was redeveloped and turned into those dreadful shops that are there now, opposite the library. And the clinic was built further along, because the clinic used to be in Back Lane, where there's a little group of quite nice small houses. Yeah. Now, it's right at the end of the road here on the left. And that's where the clinic used to be. So everybody met there. You know, all the mums with young children met up there. And down here, it was just open land. You only had to walk past these four houses next door. And there was an enormous gravel pit, which was quite a dangerous lake. It was very deep, and there had been a local boy drowned in it. I'm not quite sure which year, but sort of 1950 something. One was always nervous about children going down there. And then eventually the council sold some of the land and Waits started to build. And a friend of mine came to visit, and he was a surveyor. And he looked at the houses as he was, and the first thing he said when he came in was, "You're not going to buy one of those, are you?" And I assured him that I wasn't. They didn't appeal to me at all. But he definitely advised against it. He thought they were being built on unstable land, which is perfectly true. They said, "We're building them on floats, so they won't subside." Well, it's not true. And he also said they were very shoddily built. And that was proved later with a friend of the children's. Their father was putting up a bracket for a clock, and the doorbell rang, and his angry next door neighbour said, "I've got the point of a screw sticking through the wall." That was the party wall. And he was only using 4-inch screws because it was a heavy clock he was going to put on. It went right through. And so you can imagine they were shoddily built. I go into them sometimes. I know people who live in them or have lived in them. And I look around and I think, wouldn't want to live here. I'd rather live in one of those. Ugly though they are much better built.
The flats, yes.